We're already seeing mosquitoes transmitting Zika in the United States. It's really just a question of how many states, how widespread, and how many people will acquire infection as a result. We are not prepared for Zika. Every outbreak, we go to the Capitol Hill folks and beg. And every outbreak, it becomes very political. In the United States, there are a patchwork of laws that guide health. There's no consistency in the level of funding or urgency or training or expertise. Am I allowed as a public health official to go on your front lawn, your private property, and spray insecticide? In some cities, yes. In some cities, no. Am I allowed to force you, compel you, to drain a swampy-like condition in your backyard because it's breeding mosquitoes? Again, there's no consistent law. Public health is a two-way trust. I have to trust that government's going to do the job. But government can't do the job of public health unless the public is engaged. If government says mosquitoes are here and they're carrying a really dangerous disease, we need to come on your property, we need to have access to ways to eradicate those mosquitoes, and you say, I believe in the Second Amendment, nobody's coming on my property, then there's no trust and there's no public health. And similarly, if there's an epidemic that involves a vaccine, government doesn't line your children up. You line your children up. And if you're not willing to do so, then you're not part of the trust that is the basis of public health. If there's one hallmark of my lifetime on this planet, it is the erosion of trust in government. And public health is paying a price at every level for that erosion of trust.
Each year, Terry gets the vaccine. I don't get it. And we gave Shannon the choice, and she chose not to.
I'm trying to understand the flu vaccine because I want to know if we'd have got Shannon vaccinated, if it might have saved her life. There's so much information on the internet. I can go to 30 different websites and get 30 different answers. You don't know who to trust.
There is something about the flu vaccine that conjures confusion. While not currently a perfect tool, and varying in effectiveness from year to year, over the last decade, the flu vaccine reduces the risk of getting the flu by at least 50%. It also reduces hospitalizations and deaths.
A little over a year ago, a mom that lost a little girl put together a Facebook page, and she titled it Flu Moms. And when she hears of another mom or somebody finds us, they join. Here's a mom. She had